A man-made threat also continues to plague Pakistan. Militants have been launching attacks across the nation. Their apparent goal is to further damage an already weakened civilian government. Today, a suicide bomber struck a police station in northwest Pakistan. The huge blast killed 19 people. The victims included 9 policemen and several children. It was Pakistan's third big suicide attack in recent days. The BBC's Roland Burke is in Islamabad. Roland, can you tell us what happened here with this one?
Well, the suicide bomber attacked the police station from the rear of the building. It was in an alley behind the police station that he drove in a car and detonated his device. It also struck a school van, killing several children. But the target was the police station. That police station was very badly damaged. The roof came down. There was rubble in the area. Cars were tossed onto their sides, and people had to bring in cranes to sift through the rubble to look for bodies after the attack. Now, this took place in Lackey Marwat, that is, on the main road between Punjab, which is the country's most prosperous and largest province, mm-hmm. and north and south Waziristan. And, of course, those tribal areas are the places where Pakistani army offensives against militants have taken place, and, too, where US drone attacks have taken place. The latest, just this afternoon, a suspected American militant missile strike killed several people claimed to be militants today.
And just orient us in the country, where is Lackey Marwat in relation to the serious flooding?
Well, Lackey Marwat is south of Peshawar in the Khyber area. So this is in the north of the country. Now, what's happened with the floods is that over the last month, they've moved from the north down the Indus River to the south. So even today, areas are being freshly inundated near the Arabian Sea in the south of the country. But up there in the north, where this attack took place, the floods have receded, although leaving behind a very great deal of damage and millions of people in need of aid.
And so what are people in Pakistan, and specifically in Lackey Marwat, saying about this bombing while the country is in the midst of an unprecedented natural disaster?
Well, certainly politicians have been condemning it, the fact that these attacks are taking place during the flooding, while the country is still reeling for the flooding, and the fact that the attacks are taking place during the holy month of Ramadan as well. And the fear in Pakistan, or the belief, is that perhaps the militants are taking advantage of the fact that the army is so stretched, because it is the army, not necessarily the civilian government, that is taking the lead in the aid effort.
The Pakistani Taliban have claimed responsibility. Did they say what they were trying to achieve?
Well, overall, what they're trying to achieve, what they've been fighting for years, is to try to destabilize and topple the civilian government. In this case, why they said they attacked the police station was they said that the police have been encouraging local people to join militias, known here as Lashkars, militias to fight the militants. They said that's why they had targeted the police, and that they would also target, unless those militias were disbanded, people taking part in those activities.
Now, the statement also apparently threatened attacks on the United States and Europe imminently. Is anybody there giving that credibility?
What that is about is that the leader of the Pakistani Taliban was charged in connection with a plot that led to the deaths of a number of CIA employees last December at a US base in Afghanistan. And the Pakistani Taliban was added to a US list of foreign terrorist organizations. So it was after that that the Pakistani Taliban did issue that statement. They said that attacks in the US and Europe would take place very soon.
Right. I'm curious to know, has the Pakistani Taliban ever managed to project their power overseas?
Well, no, they haven't. But I think this is a sign of their increasing ambition. The fact that that they're able to launch 3 attacks in a week across Pakistan, killing well over 100 people, despite the efforts of the government and the army. And I think to make that kind of threat is partly possibly bluster after the being added to the US list, but also a sign of their wider ambition.
The BBC's Roland Burke in Islamabad. Thank you so much, Roland.
Thanks a lot.